Okay, on Chof Vav Ahmed Bey's three lines down. Okay, now just a repeat that very. We just had this brisa, yeah, which was speaking about Roin Mumim Beyontov, and we're going to go back into that brisa. But anyway, first of all, we got a Dorash Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Noilad Hu Umumo Imoy. If it was born and its mum was with it, so that's the third part of the previous price we had. So he's passing on this case, yeah? Mavakrinoi so, you can inspect it, yeah, to check out if it's kavur or not. Beyontav, lechatchila, even lechatchila, it's fine. Meaning, and even Rebbe Shimon would agree, like, sounded like so in the price. So Amalei Rav Nachman says to him, Rav Nachman, Abba, my father, Tani, he taught in a brisa, which had a brisa in his brisa collection, says, im ovo ubikro, if he transgressed and inspected it, so it sounds like he shouldn't have inspected it, mavuka, the inspection's okay, and we allow it after the fact, end of brisa. So basically, it sounds like it's only bidyeved over here, but at amart, and you said, mavakrinoi, so you can inspect it, lechachila. So I disagree with what you said. My father's brisa was not like that. So jumps in Abaye. Amar Abaye, kvasi de Rabba Bar Rav Huna mistavra. It's logical, like the drosha that we had from Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Why? Midikatani, from the fact that he taught Tlosa Bavi. Three sections in the brisa that we had above, right? There was three sections in it. And we're going to speak out each section. We're going to quote the brisa section by section and explain it and basically say that it makes sense like Rabba Bar Rav Huna said. So now open quote, yeah, this is the first part of the brisa. Noilad boy mum, it had a mum in it, yeah, me erev yontav, on erev yontav, ein mavakrin oisoy beyontav, you can't inspect it on yontav, end of quote of the brisa, the first part. Now so it says lachachila hu delo, lachachila you can't ha Diyeved, but if it's bidyeved, we're making a diyuk, shapir dami, it will be okay. Okay, that was section one of the brisa. Section two, open quotes. No ladvoy mum beyomtov. If the mum came on yomtov, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, ein ze minamukhon, that is not minamukhon. End of quote of the second part of the brisa. Comments the Gemara, d'afilu diyeved, namilo, even bidyeved, it would be no good. Okay. Then the hodah tani, then it goes again to finish off the brisa, yeah. Open quote. The shovin, and they agree. Sheim noilad hu umumo imoy. If it was born and it had its mum with it, yeah, shazem in a mukhan. That it's mukhan. Dafilu lachachila nami. That it's even lachachila. Right. So we see over here that in this brisa, basically, if you speak it out, it's quite clear there's three halachic sections. Yeah. The first one was bidyeved, it's okay. Second one, even bidyeved, it's not okay. And the third one, lachachila, it's fine. So that was like Rabba Bar Rav Huna said. So we got a brisa like Rabba Bar Rav Huna. So how could you say he's wrong? Oh, but vaha. But we got a kasha though. Ki also Rabbi Yishaya, when Rabbi Yishaya came. So Rabbi Yishaya, right, you should know, there's two, the brises of Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Yishaya, they're the brises that they're good brises. They don't make mistakes over there. They were Talmidim of Rabbi, and they have good brises. Yeah? Va'aisi Masanisa, and he brought a brisa, biyade, in his hands. Oh, this is the brisa, yeah? Bein shenoilad boi mum, me'erev yontav, whether it had a mum on erev yontav, yeah, or ben shenolad boy mum beyomtov, or whether the mum was born on yomtov. So you see over here, he puts case one and two together. Yeah, yeah. And the chomim omrim ein zeh minamuchon. They're not minamuchon. Okay. So by the fact, so let's look at Rashi over here. Yeah. The icy mas is basically just across from where we are now. The icy masanisi biadei garsinon. The chom omrim ein zeh minamuchon. Afilu diyeved. We understand this when it says when it's not minimukon, that indicates even bidyeved. There's no heter over here, yeah. Vaha Rabbi Shimon he. It must be Rabbi Shimon. Deshamin and lay right ein roin mumin, because we know that Rabbi Shimon shita that you can't look at mumin on yomtov. Vekivon de hanach tarti Since those two cases, meaning the case one and the two of the previous brisa, Ariv, he mixed them up, Vatani Luhu, and he taught them together, as in like, what they seem to be on the same level. Yeah, Ikula Mema. So basically, and we know over there, basically case one and two, even Bidiyevad are no good, because he taught them together. Yeah, so therefore, right, I've lost my place now. Ikula Mema, Dunoilad Hu Mum Imoi, and the other case, where it was the mum was not born with it, the Shari, when it's permissible, it must be Diyevad Ka'oma. Rav Nachman. He says it's only Bidiyevad, like the brisa of Rav Nachman. What's that? I mean Rashi. Can we toast quotes
it with?
Yeah. Yeah, there you go, yeah. Okay, oh, sorry. Yes, to the right. Rashi to the right. Hey, do you want to look at it quick? Just basically, right, you just say, I'll just say out. By the fact that we have in this brisa that he taught case one and two together, so it seems that case one and two are the same. So one case one was that it was born on Erev Yom Tov, the mum was on Erev Yom Tov, the case two that it was on Yom Tov, and he puts them the same, they have the same law. And the law is that they're not minimukhan at all, and even Bidiyevad won't be good. So therefore, Mashma, the case above that would only be Mutter Bidiyevad, but not Lachachila. So if it was born with a mum with it, it would only be Mutter Bidiyevad. Ah, back to the Gemara. Ve'ela kashahach. But now we've got a contradiction between brises. Because when we started off, right, on Abed Aleph, and that brisa, when he brought the brisa with three sections, it was a brisa. And now basically we've got a brisa against the brisa. So what's going to be? Who's going to give way over here? So answer the Gemara. Hahi, that first brisa that we had on Ahmed Aleph, when it said Tanur Rabbanon, about like three lines up or so. Yeah, Hai Adabo Ukmi. The author of that brisa is Adabo Ukmi, who? The Meshavesh. That he messes up the Tani. He basically, he used to forget certain things, and then he used to fill in the gaps. But he didn't always used to fill in the gaps correctly. So therefore, it was known his brisas weren't so, you couldn't really rely upon them 100%. So if you've got a brisa of Rabbi Yoshaya, which we know that Rabbi Yoshaya was one of the Talmud of Rebbe, and he's just, you know, so we're gonna give precedence, and we're gonna say his brisa was correct, and the Abba Ukmi's brisa was wrong. So, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak comments, Masnisin Nami Daika. The Mishnah is actually Meduyak, like Rabbi Yoshaya, that it's only Mutter Bidiyevad, in the case of when it was born with the mum with it. Okay? Diktani, that it taught, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol She'ein Mumo Nika Me'erev Yom Tov. Any time that it's not, it's Mumo, it's not Nika Me'erev Yom Tov, so that this is our Mishnah, Ein Zeh Minamuchon. So Ein Zeh Minamuchon, right, we're going to say, what does that mean? So, end of quote. My Ein Mumo Nika. What does it mean in the case of the Mishnah when it said its mum was not Nika? Eleima, if you want to tell me, She'ein Mumo Nika Klal, if you say that basically didn't know it had a mum. Yeah. Pshita, Tzrich Lameima, you need to say that, because who are the people who are having the conversation over here? We've got a machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Now, we know that Rabbi Yehuda holds with Muksa, right? So if there was no mum at all, yeah, it's posher. Rabbi Shimon doesn't have to tell him, well, if he doesn't have a mum at all, it's osur, because Rabbi Yehuda would agree with that, because that's Muksa. Okay, so that can't be the case. So Ella, Doloi is chazil a chochom. It must be that it had a mum, but you didn't show it to a chochom, me'erev yom tov, in mum kavua, if it was a mum kavua, or im mum oivik, right? And ketani mihas, and it taught on that case. So this is what we call in the brisa, it's a bit mishubashta. This is the second case of the brisa. Ketani mihas. No, it's the first case of the brisa. Sorry, it's the first case of the brisa. Ein ze minamuchon. This is not minamuchon. We're talking about a case where it had a mum beforehand, right? So this is case one of that brisa, and he didn't show it to a chacham. And we say over here, Eimin Amuchon means in Bidiyevad it's no good. Right? So the case over there, in Bidiyevad it's no good. So we wanted to say in the previous brisa that Bidiyevad it would be okay. But you see, in Bidiyevad it's no good. Shema Mina. Okay. We're going to get a slight change of sugya now, and then I think we're going to get back to Bechoros, but because we want to bring a raya from our sugya. Ba'yimine. He asked the question. Hillel mi Rava. Okay, Yesh Mukta is the mukta lechetzi Shabbos? Or ain mukta lechetzi Shabbos? Or there's not mukta lechetzi Shabbos? What does that mean, mukta lechetzi Shabbos? Does Rashi, we have a Rashi on it. Yesh, right? Yesh mukta lechetzi Shabbos. You see that Rashi over there? Okay, it's on the right hand side and it's about like 10 lines down from where we are. Yesh mukta lechetzi Shabbos. Mishum chetzi Shabbos. Im hukta vechetzioi. Basically, it became mukta in Shabbos, basically, yeah? Mi hevi mukta lechuli Shabbos alo. Is it mukta of the whole Shabbos or not? We're going to speak about this and what the case is, right? Because we kind of know that if something's a mukta on the beginning of Shabbos, it's mukta for all of Shabbos. If it's hukta lebeda shmash, it's hukta lechuli yuma. So we're going to get into that. But whatever. But it basically is just saying, if it's mukta for chetzi Shabbos, it's mukta for the whole Shabbos. The Gemara's going to say, what's the case? Right? So hey chidami, what's the case? Right? Basically, it's not going to make sense either way, right? E de achzi. If it was fitting, yeah, I mean it was, you know, food or something. Oh, let's actually look at this Rashi. This is important, this Rashi, because this is the case over here. Look at Hechidami, the Rashi over here. Yeah, it says Michdi Stam Mukta. The normal like standard case of Mukta with regards to food, at least, is Heine Grogros for Tzmukim. Grogros and Tzmukim are basically dried figs and raisins. Yeah, Shemala Oisanal. Right, you put the almanas the option. Ma'ala means you put them on the roof. What they used to do, you used to put the things on the roof so they just should dry out. And max oisan lakach, and he's putting them out. They're out of action now. Yeah, they're in the drying area of the roof. Yeah, umish maschilin liyavesh. When they start to dry out, ain ruin laachila. You can't eat them anymore. Basically, they're half dried out. You just not shmak. Yeah. Add shiab shulagamri until they get totally dry. Okay, so now, so basically, once they're in that middle stage, yeah, that's muksa basically, because you can't do anything with them. They're out of your conscious, that is muksa. So now let's go. So that's the case that we're going to be focusing on. So go back into the Gemara. So hey chidami. So ida achsu beinish mashos. So if they were fitting beinish mashos, that means they already had dried out. So you put your raisins on top of the roof, you put your grapes on top of the roof, they turn into raisins by the time Benish Mashos came. Yeah. Actually, then there's no question at all. Obviously they're not mukta, so you can have your raisins. Okay. Either lo achsi, and if they're not achsi, meaning when Shabbos came in, they were still somewhat moist and wet, and they weren't really edible. So lo achsi, and they're not achsi, because since it was mukta the Benish Mashos, mukta for the whole day. So what's going on? So Lord Tzricha, no, this is the case. Yeah, to achzi, right? They were achzi, meaning the raisins had dried out. You had geshmaka, sun-made raisins on the roof. Yeah, and then vahoda idchi, but then it rained. Yeah, and it rained, so they got a bit damp now, and they're not geshmaka anymore. So you can't eat them again. So basically, at the beginning of Shabbos, they were fitting, and they were muksa. Then it rained upon them, and they became not fitting. And then vahada achsi, and then the sun came out, and it dried them out. Yeah, and then they come back into action. Right, my, what is the halacha? This is right. We have this in halacha. It's nira v'nidcha v'nira. Right, we have this is a halachic that comes up in the Gemara quite a bit. Yeah, nira, it was nira, it was fitting. We use chazi. Yeah, v'nidcha, right? That's right. It was adchi, and then it was nira again, achzi again. So what would the halacha be if something was put out of action in mid Shabbos? Yeah, what would the law be? Okay, my. So amalei muksa. It says it's muksa. Okay. I think we'll just stop here though.
Yes,
it says no, but it says, seen as it was put out of action. Yeah, yesh muksa, meaning. Yeah, yesh muksa, meaning seen as it was put out of action in the middle of Shabbos, right? Not benish mashos, in the middle of Shabbos. And now, even though it becomes roi, we're going to say it's kind of, it retains its muksa status for the rest of Shabbos. Okay, we'll do chazara.